The Adventures of Johnny McGory in the Magical Wild by Emma Jane Leeson. Now boys and girls, mummies and daddies, when you hear Rory's ruff, it's time to turn the page. For mummy and daddy, thanks for the stories. I'll tell you a story about Johnny McGory and the adventures he has with his trusty dog Rory. He's a clever boy who's 6 years old. He's usually good, but he's sometimes bold. Every morning when Johnny wakes up, he slurps his apple juice from his cup. He gobbles his porridge with jam or honey. He doesn't mind which, they're both so yummy. And when he finishes, he licks his lips to say, "That was grand, Mammy. Now what'll we do today?" Every day they do something new, like go to the beach or make and do. But today his Mammy has to clean their house, and Johnny can't stay as quiet as a mouse. So into his old exploring clothes he jumps, and out to the garden he goes with a bump. Johnny's faithful dog Rory meets him with a big woof. He'll play for hours, doing all kinds of funny stuff. As they're disappearing, his mammy gets a hunch and quickly shouts, "Don't forget to come in for lunch!" Johnny loses track of time the same way as his dad. But mammy doesn't like it, it makes her kind of mad. He runs back and kisses her, promising he has it timed. Johnny never means to be late, it just slips his mind. So off to the bottom of the garden he did bowl, to his little secret passage down a rabbit hole. Johnny's hidden tunnel leads into the magical wild, where he has special friends who'll only talk to a child. He knows Mr. Fox, Mrs. Squirrel, and their families too. Johnny's their only human friend, and they love him true and true. And on the Friday morning, when Johnny and Rory visit, he hears his friends cheering, so he shouts out, "What is it?" Mr. Badger greets him with his usual friendly grin. "We're having a forest party. Come and join in." Now Johnny loves to party. He loves to sing and dance. He knows he's to be back for lunch, but he can't miss this chance. So deeper into the forest they go, Mr. Badger behind, until Johnny's sparkling eyes see the biggest party he'll ever find. Giant frogs are playing silver guitars as red squirrels blow horns on pink toy cars. White swans are plucking golden fiddles, while grey squirrels sing, "Hey diddle diddle." Hedgehogs are doing mad bum dives and having the time of their lives, splashing into the freezing forest lake to the cheers from the foxes and the corncrakes. While Johnny dances for hours with the guys, Rory and the frogs keep doing high fives. Then Johnny hears a funny noise, and he knows it's not Rory who's singing with the crows. It's his belly rumbling with nothing to munch. He's pled so much, he's missed his lunch. He knows he's going to be in trouble. He feels a bit anxious and in a muddle. Johnny says goodbye to everyone. Today has been great, the best fun. Then Rory thanks them for all the crack, and they run home to get quickly back. They crawl fast through the secret hole, with Johnny's clothes as black as coal. He's heading towards the red back door when he hears his mommy's big roar. Johnny has been very, very bold, not doing what he was clearly told. He said he meant to be back on time, but he sent to his room for his crime. Later that evening, when he said sorry for what he'd done, Mammy puts him in the bath and he tells her about the fun. Whoa. From dancing with the mad hedgehogs and playing music with the frogs, swimming with the beautiful swans, to waving the fairies' magic wands. Johnny snuggles into his bed, the day's adventure in his head. His mommy kisses him goodnight, and then she turns out the light. The end.